Hello, creative viewers, and welcome to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Today, and in the following week, we'll present a two-part series featuring the age-old and cherished American tradition of quilting. Quilting, or sewing several layers of fabrics together to make a padded material, has been practiced as far back as the first century. Since European settlers brought the practice to the American continent, it has become part of everyday life, evolving through many generations of quilters into a form of artistic expression. The Pajaro Valley Quilt Association was founded by a group of women in 1978 and has become one of the largest guilds in the United States with over 400 members. Its mission is to encourage the art of quilt making and quilt preservation. The 32nd Annual Quilt Show of the Pajaro Valley Quilt Association was held in Watsonville, California, USA.
Hi, thank you for having me here. My name is Mike McNamara. I go by Mac. I'm the president of my guild. It's a great guild. We have great traditional quilt makers and a lot of innovative quilt makers, and it's a great mix of people. We have a wonderful, beautiful day for our quilt show.
The quilt show features a dazzling rich array of colors, patterns, and textures. Each piece is the product of thoughtful planning, diligent acquiring of materials, and hours of working with concentration and love. Every quilt has a unique story.
My name is Ellen Edith, and I specialize in telling funny family stories in quilt form. So, for instance, this is my grandmother, Ellen, and she was a wonderful, very vivacious young grandmother, and she taught us how to walk on stilts. And I like to use vintage pieces, so I actually used a real apron that she made, and I took the little pocket off that she had made on her treadle sewing machine, and I handmade it down to scale. So this apron is a vintage piece off an apron she made for herself. It's like a wonderful memento of my family for me.
Quilting as an American cultural tradition stemmed out of necessity as small groups of settlers traveled across the harsh wild plains. Sandy Shikiyuma, the founder and first president of the Pajaro Valley Quilt Association, shared with us a quote from the letter of a pioneer woman which poignantly describes this aspect of their lives.
We made our quilts as fast as we could so our families wouldn't freeze, and as beautiful as we could so our hearts wouldn't break. And that's what it's about.
Women traditionally quilted out of need because you needed to provide bedding, you needed to make something utilitarian. And I look back when my grandma was a quilter, she was making bed quilts, and that's what you did to keep your family warm.
Over the centuries, quilts found their way from bedtops to walls as their purpose developed from being purely practical to also being artistic.
So I think that it's gone a long way, and it just in, you know, the last 35 years, especially since the early 70s, it really has taken off as far as individual expression. People started designing their own quilt pieces and making it something different and really looking at it as more as an art.
I started a children's quilt with some brightly colored scraps, and I just made a bunch of these units, which are called a four patch, and sewed those together. And then this is called a half square triangle, and I made a bunch of these, and then I just started playing around and making different designs. So I just brought this as an example, but you know, if you turn this way, you get a totally different effect. So, you know, you can play around until you come up with the design you like. Here's another example of what you can do with half square triangles, and then here are the same exact ones arranged a different way.
Our Our show on Quilt and Quilting will continue after these messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Of heartfelt meaning in my quilts, and I think of the person I'm making them for, and I say, I think she's going to enjoy this.
Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Today, many people in the United States and abroad have found quilting to be a wonderful outlet for creativity, a source of social support and friendship, a sense of accomplishment, relaxation, and joy. Ms. Sandy Shikiyama, the founder and first president of the Pajaro Valley Quilt Association, recounts how her group was formed.
I belong to a small quilt group, 12 women. We met in each other's homes. There was an article about my group in the paper, and so many of us were stopped on the street. Oh, can I join your quilt group? I just have been looking for something like that. So I got the idea to have some public group where everybody could come and get together and talk about quilts and quilt making. And it took off from there. I was the first president. I'm so proud of how it has developed.
Many of the quilters of the Pajaro Valley Quilt Association have a long family tradition of quilt making.
My great-great-grandmother, we finally found out that she, not only did she sew and make clothing, she also dyed fabric. My grandmother quilted, my mom stitched, and my aunt quilted. I actually thought everybody quilted. I was so shocked when I discovered that everybody didn't quilt. So the quilts have always been in my life.
Other members of the Quilt Association, however, were newcomers to the art form.
It has really brought out kind of the inner creative me. My background is nutrition, and it's a real leap to go from the science of nutrition to being a creative artist, a fiber artist. So I think I've grown tremendously.
To me, it was just wonderful to come into a group of women that were so creative, and we shared this interest, and it's been on many levels really enriching.
It is important to note that not all quilters are women.
I don't think of people being men or women as quilts. We're all just quilt makers, and I just happened to say I can make one of those. And I made a quilt back in 1976, and my mom said, well, let's get this old machine fired up, and I've been making quilts ever since.
Mr. Mike McNamara enjoys surprising his friends by making quilts for them. They only find out when they read the tag next to the finished quilt.
Gita is a wonderful woman, a dear friend of mine. She really enjoys blue, so I put a bunch of blue fabrics together for her quilt. And I used a technique that I learned from Nancy Crow, which is called curved piecing. And curved piecing is where you literally take curved pieces of fabric and sew them together, iron them out, and they lie nice and flat. And it's a technique that I teach as well, and it's a whole lot of fun. So I really tried to make my curved piecing technique even more pronounced by taking long pieces of fabric and curve piecing them together instead of just short pieces, which is easier to do. And then I use this technique called magic square, where you just cut up a square such that you interlock these pieces, and I just added those along the bottom, large whole cloth pieces. And then you have a piece like this, which is a leftover, this goofy little dandelions. They're actually supposed to be singing, because on the back of this quilt that I made, you can see the dandelions singing. And that's just the back of the other one. That was really kind of fun, because instead of looking like they're singing, they look like they're screaming because they came out too early because they're in this frosty, arctic, frozen tree landscape. So I just like the juxtaposition of fun like that.
From traditional to whimsical, simple to complex, the possibilities in quilting are endless. This quilt was honored Best of the World at the Mancuso Brothers 2009 Annual World Quilt Show.
I'm Mary Henriquez Vall. This is my quilt flower market at Chichicastenango, Guatemala. I made this inspired by two trips that I've taken there. It's all laid out on fabric batting and just cut with scissors. Some of the pieces are Guatemalan textiles. Some of them are pieces of old Guatemalan belts and huipils. Those are the blouses that the women there wear. This would be a huipil. And you just take different pieces and lay them out. And when you've got your design the way you want it, you put a piece of black tulle over it, which is a very fine netting. You put a lot of pins in to hold everything in place while you then work on it with free motion quilting. After that, any stitching you do basically is trapping whatever fabric you've put there, so you don't have to exactly sew on it. This is a piece of fabric that I had that had big roses on it, but it also had little flowers, so I cut hundreds of them out, put them down here. I ended up going around all the flowers, which actually brought out more color in them than was there originally. This border is pieced out of Guatemalan fabrics and in triangles.
One growing trend in the world of quilting is that creations are made to be both useful and artistic. This is well reflected in the genre of wearable art.
My name is Rachel Clark, and I got into doing garments is because I do clothing. And when I was doing clothing, I would miss the quilt making. And when I was doing the quilt making, I would miss the clothing. And so one morning I just decided, why not marry the two? And so I just do clothing using quilt making techniques to create garments.
This is what happens when you walk into a store and you see fabric. Now, I walked in and I saw this wonderful brown and turquoise, and they had like three pieces. And so I bought three pieces and I said, oh, I'm going to make myself a tiered skirt. And then I said, okay, when I make the tiered skirt, I always make the big shirt. But I said, just a second, I said, but this time I'm not going to make the big shirt, I'm going to make a capelet to go with it. So I made the capelet to go with it. I went into another store and they had more brown fabric and turquoise. So I thought, why not go ahead and make the big shirt? Now, I'm looking at this thinking, well, you know what, I still have a pile of that fabric left. So I thought, well, why not make a purse? So I made a purse to wear. Now, I thought it was just a little bit over the top, but I went to a quilt show and I carried the purse and I wore the shirt and the skirt. But then that evening I got a little cool and I threw my cape over, and you know, I would say it was a little overdone, but people kept coming up to me saying, oh, that looks fabulous. What pattern did you use? So I'm not sure that you can overdo stuff for quilters. I mean, it just...
We thank the Pajaro Valley Quilt Association and all participants at the quilt show for brightening our world with your charming craft that is so full of love and joy. For more information about the Pajaro Valley Quilt Association, please visit www.pvqa.org. Graceful viewers, thank you for being with us today on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Please join us next week as our program continues with more about the fascinating American tradition of quilting. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May the path of your life be adorned with smiles and blessed by God's love.
more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.